abandoned rock ivory processing plant, Nan Chorrillos.
When night fell and the winds died down, Luke, Ben, and Vistara moved out to the tie shuttle and got to work. Luke let the youngsters attempt the resurrection of the shuttle. They had plenty of technical skill and could call on him if they needed more. For his own part, he went looking, climbing across the hilly ridges in search of crystals. He didn't need ordinary ones. He wanted those that resonated with the Force. He needed the Sills. He found more than one such being occupying one of the elaborate chimney-like crystal formations, the kind that had collectively been termed Sills before that word had been revised to refer only to the sentient silicon lifeforms of the planet. This chimney structure resonated with the Force, suggesting that there were two or three spook crystals within. Another one lay on the dusty ground less than a meter away from its base. The formation wasn't far from the shuttle. As he settled to the ground in a cross-legged position, his cloak under and around him, Luke could still hear Ben and Vistara talking, arguing as usual.
You have to admire his efficiency.
No, you don't, Ben. Whose efficiency?
The saboteur. Looks like what he did was patch a high-powered capacitor straight into the electronics, triggered by receipt of any protracted signal on the official Port Authority comm channel. When it went off, every circuit chip and half the wiring in the shuttle fried. Probably no more than a 5-minute job to set up the sabotage. Days or weeks to repair it fully.
And you admire this?
Just the efficiency. Next time I have to sabotage something, I'll have to remember this.
Well, remember how cold you are before you express... Hey.
Hey what?
The laser cannon was uninstalled.
We knew that. That's why Dad wasn't shooting back.
But the support systems for it weren't. They were detached from the shuttle's other circuits, but not removed. So we have a few control chips, plenty of serviceable wire, power output meters, emergency startup capacitors.
Stang!
Though heartened by the teenager's discovery, Luke let his mind drift away from their conversation. He drew into himself, into his own ability to visualize, to communicate non-verbally. The Sills were not remotely human. From his earlier contacts with them, they did not seem to be able to think purely abstractly. Even if they'd had ears, the spoken word airspeeder would not cause them to think of an airspeeder, nor would the word if written in text form, nor would even a simplified drawing of an airspeeder. But they were capable of some symbolic thought. One realistic image could be substituted for another, conveying an idea of association or comparison. That was how, 3 decades before, they had first communicated with Luke to inform him that crystals of their own kind were being brain damaged, reprogrammed, and taken away to tragic lives of servitude as slaves. And the Sills did care about living beings. Perhaps they did not truly worry about short-lived beings such as humans on an individual basis, but they cared about the survival of living sapient species. They had struggled for better than 7 centuries to keep the menace of the Death Seed Plague, represented by the Drox, imprisoned on Nam Chorrillos, and this was in part over a concern for the fate of the entire species other than their own. Luke started with an image of a Drox. He let it grow to a great size, the size of a human, the size of long-dead Dizim, who had nearly escaped Nam Chorrillos 3 decades earlier. Luke modified the image in his mind, giving it many more legs and the greater angularity of the energy spiders of Kessel, but allowing it to retain the flavor, the force-corrupting taste of the Drox en masse, memory of which could still make him shudder. Then, preserving its menace and awfulness, he slowly, meticulously reformed it into Abeloth's shape. Humanoid, but with a mouth broader than that of any human, with wavering tentacles instead of fingers, her body wreathed in mist. Then she changed again, becoming a human woman, silver-eyed and beautiful.